Can I have the water?
Sure.
Table 16, sparkling water.
It's a Monday, and Kyle Jablonski's week is already off to a busy start. He waits tables three times a week at Town, a Honolulu restaurant. Twice a week, he teaches university classes at UH Manoa. He's also pursuing a master's degree full-time.
It's challenging, financially, emotionally. I mean, we have two dogs, which makes the housing a challenge. She's pregnant. We're going to have a baby soon. I basically live paycheck to paycheck. If I didn't work at Town, I couldn't pay rent. You know, that's really what it comes down to, I guess.
Kyle's $13,000 stipend doesn't cover his expenses. His story is not unique.
We know grad students that are on food stamps. I've actually been one of the lucky ones. I've been able to supplement my PhD by teaching at a local community college. But there have been some semesters where I was doing a full load of coursework, so 8 credits or more, and I was teaching 4 classes. I mean, it's like having 2 full-time jobs in some ways. You try not to sleep, I guess. You know, you do the best you can.
That's John Sweeney. He works with the UH Graduate Student Organization, also known as the GSO. Tom Robinson is the GSO president.
It's a hassle because you're not supposed to. They know that you're not supposed to have a second job, but they permit people to have second jobs because they also know they're not paying enough.
Robinson says extra work has become common for grad students.
You come here for the specific reason of being a grad student, and then you have to take a second job in order to pay your rent and pay your bills. Without a second job, they can't pay for food. They can't pay for electricity, you know? And that's messed up.
Brandon Milanovich just received his master's degree from Syracuse. He's the vice president of the National Association of Graduate Professional Students and says most universities strongly discourage getting a second job.
But I couldn't imagine having to, you know, go through and actually have a second job on top of my TA position where I was teaching a class as well as, you know, taking 12 credits of graduate class. It would have been way overwhelming to have to try and juggle another job on top of that. Obviously, living, you know, too is more important, like, you know, that $14,000 a year. In Hawaii, you know, who cares about the tuition if you can't afford to feed yourself?
Graduate students say this is about more than just getting higher pay. From health insurance to signing bonuses, some believe a union could help their cause. John Sweeney is one of them.
We're sort of at the kids' table in many ways, right? I mean, and that's what collective bargaining can give us is an equal seat. Part of it isn't just about getting more money. It's about the shift in academia. So more classes are being taught by non-tenured faculty, lecturers, graduate students. And from our perspective, then giving us the power to be at the bargaining table is all about the health of the classroom experience and the health of the university.
UH Manoa Chancellor Tom Apple is taking action on the pay scale. This fall, he's raising starting salaries to $17,500, with plans to go up to $19,000 the following year.
We simply were not treating our students as well as we could, and we aren't competitive. If we're not paying competitive salaries, the very best graduate students will go to other schools. I understand why the graduate students wanted to unionize, given the way they were being treated. What I'd rather do is we treat them well enough that they don't feel they need to form a union.
A proposal to gain collective bargaining rights did not survive the legislative session, but it's still not clear whether a pay scale will kill the desire to form a union. Meanwhile, students like Kyle Jablonski will continue to study, teach, and wait tables. Molly Solomon for HPR News.